Welcome to the Walk by Faith podcast. I am your loving host, John McBride III, where we live for Christ and die to self daily. Our scripture or purpose is John chapter 17, verse 4. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. Before we get started, let's read the disclaimer. I am not a licensed counselor or therapist. I am only sharing my experiences, thoughts, and Bible applications as I know it pertaining to the situations discussed. Let's get started. TGIF family, welcome back to another Walk by Faith Friday. Our gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another opportunity to come to you, giving you honor, glory, and praise, understanding the fact that we have to bring all things to you so that we may be healed and serve you. We thank you and we love you. Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. A couple of months ago, my parents had some car trouble. And these issues needed to be taken care of. And the vehicle needed to go back to the dealership. Isn't it interesting how you have something for many years and all of a sudden it stops working properly? But it makes you ask the question, is anything made to last? Like my parents, how fed up are you with the situation when you need to take that particular item back to the Creator? I want to read something to you, and then I will give you the title of this episode. Now, Tamala Mann, a couple of years ago, did a rendition of a song, and I'm going to read this verse, and then I'm going to give you the title. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do. Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight. No tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still, my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. The title of this message and this song is Take Me to the King. Have you ever ran out of options for a situation in life? Have you ever been churched out, feeling like I'm at my wit's end, seeing others living their best life? Tired of going to church? Tired of looking at others on your Instagram, on your Facebook, living their best life and seeing everyone happy, seems like they have no cares in the world. Let's go to Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. I will be reading from the New International Version. I hope and pray you have your Bibles with you. Once again, Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. And it reads as follows. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped. And she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Verse 30. At once, she realized that power had gone out. He had realized, meaning Jesus, that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. Verse 34. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Imagine living your life to the fullest and not having a care in the world concerning your health. And then all of a sudden, cancer strikes, or an incurable disease hits you out of nowhere. At one moment, you're going to work, you're being around family, you're happy, you're doing all the things you think you need to do because you're feeling good. You're going to work with friends, laughing, joking, spending time with the people, going any and everywhere that you wanted to, because life was good. So what do you do when you're having these medical issues? You would do anything and everything to get it fixed, right? You would go to the person who could possibly fix it. In this case, would be the doctor. Don't you think? Let's go back to verse 26. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. So why am I paying you and you can't do anything to help me? But yet you're taking advantage of me. Most of the times when anything breaks down in our lives, we want to take a particular item or go to a particular place
that's supposed to be a pro or professional, if you will, in fixing that item or making this particular thing. When you have a cell phone that's broken and you bought it from a particular store, you want to take it back to that store. But now it's so hard even trying to talk to anybody when you have customer service issues. You get transferred, or better even yet, you get charged even more when you want to talk to a live person. And you do it so much that you get fed up, and now all of a sudden, you are broke. You see, how often do we trust a person's title and get let down by the job they do? Going back to my parents' vehicle, the dealership kept it over a couple of months and it still didn't get fixed properly. It got worse, just like the woman's issue. Oh, but when you hear about the waymaker, the provider, and the healer, you find hope in your situation. But what have you heard about Jesus? What did you hear to make you know within your hearts of hearts to make him seem any different than anybody else you have been going through? You've been going to here, you've been going there to get this problem fixed because you thought that these people have the title, they have the history, a proven record of helping others. Because you see other people coming out feeling better. You see other people giving their money and getting good results after they went to you or went to that person. But what caused you to come to Christ? Has it been the best decision ever? Now, for this day and time, she was considered unclean. If you go back and read Leviticus, you will understand the concept and how everything was back then when your body was discharging blood. You was considered unclean and unworthy to be even talked to because people were scared to be around you. If I talk to you, if I be around you, you may give that same disease or that same infection to me. And I don't want that. Let alone Christ should not even have talked to this woman because of society's rules or expectations. How many times do we feel unclean with sin? And God won't hear us. Or better yet, we don't deserve to be healed concerning our afflictions and the things we deal with in this life. So I'm sure others have already counted you, as well as her, as a lost cause. Family doesn't love you or think you ever going to amount to anything. This is probably how the crowd was acting towards her, saying mean things, pushing and shoving her to the ground. How many times have your situation caused you to be pushed around? How many times has your family or so-called friends talked about you while you was in your downward state? where you didn't know where up was. One day everything is going good, your health is good, your family is good, but yet then tragedy strikes and you feel like, I don't know what to do. I go to see a therapist, I go talk to church members, I talk to my best friends, and they seem to understand, they seem to say the right things and tell me about, they're praying for me and they hold me and give me cards and give me encouragement. But what happens when it's 12 years of dealing with that? The calls stop, the cards stop, the fellowship stops, because every time you come around, you discuss that particular need that you have in your life. You putting band-aids on that particular situation because I want and need to feel others' support around me, but yet you're so unclean, you're so toxic by the way you talk, because you always talking about your problems, your issues, your concerns, because that's all you deal with 24/7. Imagine changing your clothes every time you put on clothes. You feel nasty. You feel unworthy. You feel dirty. You feel like you don't belong in this life. God, I beg of you, take it away from me, because I can't seem to make it. Once again, I'm at my wit's end because I'm here dealing with this issue for 12 years. No one wants to be around me. Society hates me. My friends hate me. I can't even go to work. I can't even make money. Yet we don't see that in the text, but yet you have to understand that she's dealing with this for 12 years. She's an older woman. So your best years were before all of this happened. Or is that the case? Was her best years before she started having issues of blood? Yet at the same time, she is still losing blood during this whole situation, when she is getting pushed to the crowd and people is talking about her doing all these things. I'm sure she is weak, tired, and feel like, why bother? I'm at my lowest point in my life. Why bother? Why pray to God? Why go to church still? Why talk to my brothers and sisters in Christ? Why should I be doing this? I'm not getting any better. I went to the doctors. I did all I was supposed to do. I haven't did anything wrong. I went to church when I was young. I praised you. I read your word. I talk to you, God. I give my tithes. I give my offerings. I help someone who's in need. I help someone who's hurt. But yet I'm hurt at this time. Where is my relief? When can I be happy again? When can I smile again? But what keeps you pushing? What keeps you fighting through the pain? Knowing I have to get to the King. Me, myself, and I, we need to have this talk because I'm tired of this. The one who I heard about. The one who can make me whole again. Who can change me and fix me inside out. I need that Savior. I need the one they call Jesus. But I ask you, how low are you willing to get? How much pain are you and I willing to go through to get to his garment, for that experience to change your life? Most other versions say to touch the hem of his garment is where you're trying to get to And that is the lower part of that robe, the lower part of that garment. How low are you willing to get to experience that change that you need, that hunger, that desire you need to get back well, to get back right? And may I even add, how many of us would even say thank you after? So let's go back to verse 28 through 30. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Verse 30. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Now let's jump to verse 33. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. Verse 34. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." How many times has Jesus felt your presence in his midst? When was the last time your prayers were truly heard? When you cried out to God, asking for some relief from your situation? Will God truly answer his child, his son, his daughter, when they cry out, "God, relieve me. I need you. Help me. Relieve this pain that I'm feeling within me. I cannot do it on my own." But yet we see the woman, knowing what she had did, wanted to be truthful and forthcoming and telling the master what she had did. How hard is it for us to tell the truth? "Jesus, I need you. I'm addicted to pornography. I'm addicted to gossiping. I'm addicted to doing all these things that are not right towards you. I feel different in my life because of you. I want to give you my best, but yet I'm still hurting from past experiences, from past things that have hurt my walk with you." Let's take it a step further. Well, maybe I was doing all the things that I wanted to do those 12 years ago. I was doing everything that I felt right. Yes, mom and dad told me about you. Yes, I served you and praised you. But yet, I still wasn't being the best daughter I could to you. Maybe you needed me to experience these 12 years to get back right with you. Or maybe it was to a point where I just don't know what to do these 12 years. I was being tested by you. Maybe you wanted me to realize and understand that I can't depend on man. I only can and should depend on you. Would your faith have made you whole? Would your faith have healed you? Or would you still be in a state of despair and still dealing with your 12 years of issues of blood. When we think of this woman's story, we say 12 years of issues of dealing with blood loss. But yet we live in this body and blood flows through us. So we too are like this woman when our blood is not working properly as it should, because we're getting weak. We are going to the places that we feel are comfortable. We feel like these places or people that we talk to are the answer for us at that time. You have a degree. You have all these years of experience. Why not trust you? Why not give you all of my money? Because others give you 5 stars and give you thumbs up. Other people like you. I've been recommended to come to you because you are the best, but yet you do nothing for me. God sent his son, Jesus, to be our savior. He's the one we need to depend on. He is the one who others say go to that is the best out of the best, who always gets 5 stars and thumbs up, who will never leave us or forsake us. I hope and pray that this message has helped you understand that whatever issues you may be going through, you need to take it to the King. No matter what others may say about you, no matter what other things happens in your life, take it to the King, because he is the one that can heal you and will never leave you, never forsake you, who is never sleep, who never slumbers, who is always present and knows everything that you're going through. But you have to understand and realize that you need to be aware of, I have a problem. I need to go to the Creator. I know who I need to go to, but do we go to the one who knows all? Do we go to the one who loves us? Do we go to the one who created us and knew us in the womb, who knows every single hair on our head? Send this message out to other people, ones who are hurt, who are in pain, who even love God. My dad always says we either going through something, coming out, or just experiencing it at this time. Everyone is going through a storm. Everyone is going through a trial. But the fact of the matter is, what are you doing through that trial? Are you putting it in God's hands and laying it at his feet? God bless you. I love you. And we see you next Friday. Remember, live for Christ and die to self. God bless.